Dictation for Lila, L-E-L-A, Markovich, M-A-R-K-O-V as in Victor, I-C-H, April 1727. Address as a letter to Nikki, N-I-K-K-I, Preston, P-R-E-S-T-O-N, 4639360. Dear Nikki, consultation for Mrs. Markovich Lila. With progressive renal failure, levels have fluctuated from normal 0.8, 0.9, with episodes of elevated creatinine. In March of this year, 0.97, June 1.41, July 1.45, October, the last one, 1.32. Comes accompanied with a caregiver. Weight, appetite, stable, has problems of esophageal reflux, some degree of dysphagia, not severe, no vomiting, no abdominal pain, constipation, no bleeding, denies changes in urination, does have incontinence and wears a pad, no infection, cloudiness, or blood, or stones, follows cardiology Dr. Kreposman. Apparently chronic chest pains, denies palpitations, denies increase of dyspnea, no oxygen or CPAP machine, no orthopnea PND, no major cough or sputum production, diffuse body pain, no anti-inflammatory agents, denies skin rash, denies bleeding nose or gums, denies headaches. Next paragraph, past medical history. For hypertension, question congestive heart failure. Diabetes, coronary artery disease, prior TVA, apparently post-procedure, hypothyroidism, gastrointestinal bleeding, blood transfusion, fluctuating levels of kidney function, carotid artery disease, denies the vein thrombosis pulmonary embolism, denies chronic liver disease or pneumonia, admitted to the hospital in February with gastrointestinal bleeding, transferred from ALMA emergency room to Kalamazoo because of no beds available. They cannot tell me for sure what procedures were done, received overall 3-4 units of blood. They found it also fracture of the left humeral area, but she doesn't recall falling. Recently changed diabetes from metformin to weekly shots, doesn't remember the name. Next paragraph, procedures including coronary artery stents, bilateral carpal tunnel, right-sided hip replacement, cataract surgery. Next paragraph, no smoking, alcohol, or drugs, pressing or pass. Next paragraph, reported side effects to codeine and anaphylactic reaction with potato, angioedema. Next paragraph, medication review includes Norvasc, clonidine, Lasix, HCTC, nitrates, losartan, metoprolol, Lipitor, Plavix, iron replacement, thyroid, magnesium, Protonix, Ranexa. She did not bring medications. I review information provided by you, as well as reviewing records from the hospital, including discharge summary from February 2025. No anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, review system is not reliable. There is some degree of memory issues. Next paragraph, on physical exam, weight 123 pounds, 60 inches tall. Blood pressure 138 over 0 on the right, 140 over 40 on the left. Bilateral length implant, few teeth left. No gross facial asymmetry or expressive aphasia. There is no gross palpable neck masses or phyllotic lymph nodes. Neck surgery, apparently right carotid on the right sided. Lungs are clear without consolidation, pleural effusion. Appears irregular, bradycardic, and premature beats. No pericardial rap, no gross murmurs. Abdomen without ascites or tenderness. Evidence of peripheral vascular disease. No gross edema. No gross focal deficit. No rigidity. No tremors. Some diffuse arthritis deformities. Next paragraph. Chemistries, yesterday, anemia 10.4 with a normal white blood cell platelet, A1C at 8.8. No kidney function was done. Back in October, creatinine 1.32, July 1.45, June 1.41, before that 0.97 to 1. Present GFR, middle-lower 30s, that will be a stage 3B. Normal electrolyte acid base, normal albumin calcium, normal albumin phosphorus, calcium elevated, which is new, 10.4, before was normal. Last iron studies, low normal. In July, albumin in the urine, 278 milligrams per gram. Prior urine, no blood. Although 2+ of protein in April. In February of 2025, MRI of the abdomen with and without contrast. The purpose was to do an MRCP, but incidental kidneys looks normal enhancing without obstruction. CT scan chest, abdomen, and pelvis also February 2025. This is without contrast. Kidneys without obstruction, no stones, no masses, and remarkable bladder. Identify left-sided proximal humeral fracture. Prior right-sided carotid endarterectomy. Last echo that I have available is 2022. At that time, normal ejection fraction, enlargement of the left atrium, mild degree of left ventricular hypertrophy and diastolic dysfunction. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Fluctuating levels of kidney function over the last few months appears to be progressive. Did not return to baseline more than 3 months in between. Prior imaging without obstruction or urinary retention. There has been proteinuria, but no blood in the urine to suggest active glomerulonephritis. She's on a long list of blood pressure medications, and blood pressure was running in the normal side today. I'm going to decrease the losartan to 50 milligrams, continue all other blood pressure medications, monitor blood pressure at home, monitor chemistry on a regular basis. At this moment, there is no need for EPO treatment. Present potassium acid base is normal, no need for phosphorus binders. Appears to have good nutrition, and we will keep an eye on elevated calcium. I did not stop the calcium replacement. Diabetes, nephropathy, hypertension, nephrosclerosis, and even renal artery stenosis contributing factors. Continue to monitor, continue to follow. Copy of this dictation will go to cardiology Dr. Kreposman, Kreposman.